Hey, what's up? It's Naima Scrima, and this is my podcast, where I talk a little bit about everything and probably not enough about some other things. And this is the first episode, so bear with me as I figure this shit out. Today, I want to talk about active self-love. I've been on a mission of sorts to really invest the time to be active in how I value myself and how I view my worth to myself and how I view my authenticity towards who I am. I think that it's so important, especially in the culture that we live in, where you have constant instant gratification due to the internet and social media, and you constantly can find value and worth from outside entities. To really figure out what the fuck is important to you, to really look at yourself and figure out what is valuable within you, because you are deserving of the love, value, and respect that you give out to others. You need to give that to yourself first. I used to think it was a very there goes my washing machine. I used to think it was a very selfish concept of being self-loving. I thought it was something that was negative. What I realized over time and getting older and going through life changes and getting married and having children and leaving my marriage and changing the dynamic for my children and trying to date again and going through the waters of that and getting my heart broken, and really what I was doing was trying to find outside validation and outside whatever the word is. Y'all know what I'm trying to say. I was trying to find value from a relationship with a man. I was trying to find value and worth from a relationship with people that were toxic, that I thought were my friends, who didn't have my best interests at heart. I was trying to find validation and worth through sex and sexuality. I was trying to find my validation and worth through my job. I was trying to find all this outside validation when I really should have been actively looking towards myself to be self-authentic, to be self-loving, to be active in seeing my worth and value and realizing my standards and what I would and would not put up with. I think that we have really stopped trying to expand on who we are as people and love ourselves. Self-love has been now marketed as, you know, cute girls on Instagram sponsored ads in a bath, clawfoot bathtub with a perfect background and perfectly clean white tiles. And she has all these candles around her and she's sitting in the bath and she is self-love. That is self-love. Yes, that is taking care of yourself. Washing the crack of your ass, chilling out, doing you, being you. That is a part of it. But actively loving yourself is doing the hard work of establishing the relationship that you have with yourself in order to have a relationship with other people. That is active self-love. Because the validation that you're looking for from others, whether it be from a lover, whether it be from your children, whether it be from your coworkers, whether it be from your job, whatever it is that you are looking for within yourself that you are reaching outwardly inward for, you need to reach inward in order for that to go outward. In order to get back from society and the world that you live in, what you put out. The relationship you have with yourself is going to be the catalyst of how your relationship is going to be with anybody else. So if you treat yourself like shit, shitty people are going to be involved with you. If you treat yourself like a toxic waste dump, then toxic people are going to come out and hang out with you. If you treat yourself like just awful, then awful people are going to surround you, period. Now, that's not to say that if you become sunshine and rainbows and glitter sprinkles out your ass every time you fart, that the world has just become rose-colored glasses and nothing bad ever happens. That's not it. Life is fucking hard. Life is tough. And whatever you need to do in order to realize that you're not going to get the active love and care and adoration from this hard, shitty world until you actively give yourself those things, life is never going to be good for you on any type of level, despite being a multifaceted human being with multi-emotions. Now, in that scope of mind of things, how do you begin to see your value and worth? Well, the first thing you got to do is you have to accept yourself as you are. And that doesn't mean you need to make grandiose gestures and do all this crazy extreme things in order to see yourself as you are. You have to just start by accepting yourself as you are right here and now. Everything about you. Then you have to say, okay, what are some characteristics and behaviors that I don't like that I'm putting out to the world, which in turn is giving back to me in a very negative scope of things? That's the thing. If you feel that you're constantly in a relationship with a toxic human being and you're being considered a consideration when they're not even making you an option, you have to dig deep and figure out, why am I looking for this validation and worth from somebody who doesn't validate and see my worth and want to support that in me? So you have to start looking at the patterns. You have to start looking at the people that you're attracting. You have to start looking at that same type of person, just in a different body. And then you have to say, well, why do I think I'm not worthy and deserving of a positive, healthy, enriching relationship with somebody else? If you're constantly giving to your friends, if you're constantly always available for your friends and you never get anything in return, why do you feel this need to constantly give to people who don't even give you back an eighth of what you have given them? So you have to start chipping away at the patterns and behaviors that you have created in order to understand how to stop those patterns and behaviors. Because once you start allowing yourself to respect yourself, to know what you will and will not put up with, your world opens up in a way that you feel like the weight is off your shoulders. You can breathe. You can exist. You're not stuck in a box that wasn't created for you to be in, but somebody has put you in it anyway, because you feel as if, well, if I don't take care of toxic person, then I'm not going to have any friends. That's bullshit. Because as soon as you get rid of toxic people and let them fall to the wayside on their own accord, you then realize who you have been neglecting in the interim by not blocking the path by this toxic person. So once you remove the shit and you get out of the shit that you've been sitting in that you don't smell no more, you realize that you have a support system that actually encourages you and supports you to be who you are, to learn how to actively self-love yourself, to learn how to authenticate yourself, to learn how to define yourself. And it's okay. It's okay to let people fall to the wayside. It's okay to allow trash to take itself out. And I know that you have a routine and a pattern. We all do it. I've been there, where you're constantly looking for the approval and validation from people that aren't very good to themselves. But because from the outside looking in, they seem like they have it together. They're the cool kids in town. You want to hang out with them. You always get this high when you're around them. Everything is good. But on the other side of them, when you're home alone and you really need somebody to talk to about some real life existential shit, where are those toxic people? Nowhere to be fucking found. So that's when I say you gotta recognize and accept yourself. That's the biggest first step. Accepting yourself as you are in order to facilitate to make the changes of chipping away the things in your characters and behaviors that you don't like in order to see the patterns and routines of toxic negativity that comes into your life. That's the first step. Because as soon as you start realizing your worth and your value, you then can go and do and live and be and not be stressed about no unnecessary bullshit that you don't need to be stressed about. Because that unnecessary nonsense has nothing to do with your value and worth. It's unnecessary. It's drama. It's entertainment. It's fodder. It's something for people to do who don't know how to love and actively take care of themselves. That's why there's drama. That's why they're so busy being toxic. Because that's all they have. So let them fucking go. You don't need that. What you need is to create the relationship with yourself in order to create the relationships with others that you want. And it's a real rocky transition because you want to fall back into those routines and habits that you know because you feel lonely, because you may feel like you're out of the loop, that you're missing out. Trust me, you're not. You're not. So when you get to a certain peak of your transformation and accepting yourself as you are, and you're starting to chip away at those things that are detrimental towards you, there's a real high that comes from that, and you want to just kind of coast on it. Don't coast there. Keep pushing. Keep growing. Keep chipping away. Keep living. Keep letting those toxic people fall away, because you can follow yourself, find yourself tumbling back in to the patterns that you did before. And you don't want to do that. Dog is barking. Bark, bark. That's right. I know. I'm right. But I know, really, this is life. Shut up. I know it's going to be rough, y'all. And that's why I'm here. I don't know how long I'm going to record these things. And you don't have to listen to all of it. I just want to share my process. And if you don't like cuss words, and if you don't like me saying some real shit, you ain't got to listen. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to run my mouth. But as I go on, we'll see what happens. And I hope to record more. So, in summary, with the dog barking, yo, chill. In summary, the first steps to seeing your value and worth and knowing that you are deserving of that value and worth within yourself is you have to sit down or stand up and look at yourself and accept everything about yourself, positive and negative. That's the first step. Then you need to identify the characters and characteristics and behaviors that you just don't like, that you're getting back in from others, and it's starting to piss you off and make you frustrated and make you stuck. Start chipping away at it every day. Do something every day to take that burden off, to take that weight off. Remove the shit. Let people fall to the wayside that are taking advantage of you, that are manipulating you, that are using you, that are getting the best parts of you that you should be giving to yourself. Let them go. And it's going to be a weird transition. It's going to be rocky, and you're going to feel like, is it worth it? What am I getting out of this? What am I doing? Don't worry about that. What you're concerned about right now is accepting yourself as you are and then actively doing the work to create a positive relationship with yourself in order to facilitate having positive relationships with people that actually encourage and support and give an active fuck about you. That's where we are. And that's the first step in actively loving yourself. An active self-love. If you have any questions, holler at me. Send me a little message. And I hope that you've enjoyed this first episode. Hopefully as time goes on, I'll get better. Write some notes. Continue on. I think the next lesson will be in how to stop telling yourself you're a piece of shit. Because you're not a piece of shit. You're not a piece of shit, and you're not garbage, and you're not a toxic waste dump. So good luck. Hit me up if you got any questions, or if you just want to give me comments. I gotta go. The dogs are barking. Laters.